your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Monday, November 4th, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. On Saturday, Northwestern University football team beat Purdue in overtime. The Cats are now 4-5 as they head into a bye week before homecoming at Wrigley on November 16th. Tonight, the NU men's basketball team will clash with Lehigh in the first regular season game of the year. Last week, the team won in an exhibition game against Lewis. Yesterday, the NU volleyball team lost to Nebraska at its first sold-out game. The Northwestern field hockey team finished its first undefeated season this weekend, taking down Ohio State 2-1. The CTA has announced that next weekend, November 8th and 9th, the Purple Line between Howard and Linden will close for maintenance. This will primarily affect Evanston residents looking to get into the city. Heavy rains, and with them, flooding, are expected to hit the area today and tomorrow. This comes after a relatively dry fall. People are being advised to remove leaves from storm drains in order to keep the flooding minimal. Thunderstorms are also expected with this storm system. Election Day is tomorrow. Illinois residents can register to vote on Election Day. There will be 3 statewide ballot questions, one focusing on IVF, one about raising the income tax, and a third about candidates interfering in elections. Today is National Broadcast Traffic Professionals Day, National Job Action Day, and National Candy Day. So if you still have a few sweets left over from Halloween, today is the day to eat them. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You could also listen to these stories live during our next news show, tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM, or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.